Not even just pictures.
Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama. Smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. Unfortunately, tonight, my main man, Mr. J, is not going to be here, but never fret. I got my homie, Mr. Stolzoff, in the house tonight, and he's going to co-host with me.
What's up? I love that intro.
Oh, I got
first
you.
Time I heard it.
Yeah. In the meantime, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Questions, comments, concerns, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. You want a social network with us, you know, just look up Smooth Drama. We there. We have the Smooth Drama show page also, which my main man, Mr. Stolzoff, is a part of also. And I'm still trying to solicit him for blogging. You know, I solicit everybody for blogging, but it's not working. Maybe I should just solicit for, like, pictures or something. Although, no offense, Mark, I don't really want pictures of you, but, you know.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
So be careful with the pictures thing. It's when it started, it was just like a leaky faucet, but then it kind of exploded, and it seriously got out of control.
Well, you know, see, Mr. J is all about them pictures, so leaky faucet out of control. What we going to have to do after the show is you going to have to teach us how to get pictures of chicks. So, you know,
it wasn't even my goal. It just kind of like it started and it started happening, and I didn't know how to, like, I was having fun with it, but then, like, I didn't know how to say no. And so
what the hell are you talking about? Why would you say no?
No, because sometimes it gets a little too crazy. Like, there was a line, and I had to draw the line somewhere. And I didn't do a good job of drawing the line. And it actually ended up costing me my Facebook page. It ended up some massive toll of Facebook pages. The page got taken down. Lost like 5,000 fans overnight.
Yeah, see, I'm not even fooling with you, man. You sitting up here. You're complaining about hot chicks.
Okay, well, some of them were hot, too. Some of them were a little rough. There was like a whole, like, the whole line of it. So I'm not complaining. It was a beautiful time in my life, and I will never regret that at all. It was just crazy. It was crazier than I thought it would be.
We'll take crazy. Speaking of crazy, man, you heard of this extreme body suspension where folks actually, like, the actual get hung up with the hooks all throughout their body, and just I'm like trying to understand.
Yeah.
Why you would do it? I
know
I don't,
it has roots in the Indian cultures. A lot of Indian cultures, they would American Indians, not Southern Indian. They would do it as a way of, like, the man had to prove himself a man. So when he became, like, you know, teenage boy or something, you'd have to get strung up, like, with some of those crazy ass similar type things and stay up there for like a day or two.
A whole day? I don't know
yeah.
if I'd
they would pass out. Like, they'd be passing out pretty quick, I imagine.
Yeah.
You know? You can only take so much.
Well, yeah, of course you're passing out. You got hooks all through your body. And you're man, I just saw it. And I guess it's a profession. You're a professional piercer, as they call it.
Oh, yeah, the people who insert the piercings, yeah. I can
yeah.
see that because it can't be doctors because first do no harm. But you have to have a certain amount of those kind of skills because it's just screening for an infection. I mean, that's just like screening for one.
infection. Birds landing on you, just, you know, plucking at your meat. You can't do nothing because more likely you probably have, as you said earlier, passed out.
Yeah, whole host of problems there.
I don't even
like needles, so, I mean, that's way outside my safe zone.
I'm the guy who, I don't pass out, but when I'm getting blood taken, I just close my eyes, so I get that pinch. So I probably wouldn't have made a good girlfriend, because I would have.
Yeah, I couldn't even give blood until I was like in my mid-20s when I finally got the balls to do it. And I still hate it every time. It's just sometimes they you don't even feel it. And then other times, you feel like you're being violated the whole time. You could feel the thing inside you.
Exactly.
You know,
but,
those are bad.
Well, speaking of being violated, ex-hamster is instituting the Brock Turner rule. For those of you who don't remember, Brock Turner is the swimmer, former swimmer from Stanford, whose father broke out the 20 minutes of action defense, which actually got this dude to 6 months of time as opposed to the...
make that 3 months now. California prison sentences.
Oh, it's 3 months
he'll
now?
He'll only do 3 months. It was, the sentence was six, but he'll only do three.
Oh, nice. He got the real hookup. Well, anyway, not Pornhub, but X-Hamster, a site that I may or may not have cruised at some point in time in my life.
That's a website about small animals, right? Like, it's how to take care of your rodents, hamsters, bunnies type thing?
Yeah, it may have that on there. It may. In some subcategory.
Well, as far as the rape porn thing, I just came across something interesting about talking about how prevalent rape fantasies are among women. And like, they're asking why. Why on earth would that be? And, I mean, it was a pretty good breakdown. And it's not because women actually want to be raped. They actually broke it down to all the different reasons and everything like that. But it is surprisingly prevalent.
Yeah.
For just fantasies.
Yeah. Well, X-Hamster says that if you're looking for it, if you're searching for this category, it's probably time you consulted with a professional. So if you put that in, if you put rape in as a category, if you are one of those people who actually go to xhamster.com, you don't want to put that in because that's going to come up, and then you might even get on some kind of list or something. But
some list somewhere? Yeah, that's BS. Yeah. They're just doing that to suppress and to look good and to be like,
right.
Look, we're the nice liberal porn group.
Well, no, I mean, because they had their own reality show. X-Hamster is like, they taken the next step. They had their little reality show on there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who's going to be the next porn star? I mean, not that I know anything about it. I read or heard about it. Legend.
Of course.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah. They're trying to be the kinder, gentler porn site.
Them and Pornhub are in a contest with that then, because Pornhub's all, they're doing like, they do straight up scholarships and all sorts of public service. Like, they give people houses, like all sorts of stuff. I'm constantly hearing about them.
So, hold on. So you're saying if I go to Pornhub, I have a chance to get a scholarship or
no,
a house?
Absolutely
no?
Not. But Pornhub charity. I think it's called Pornhub Cares. And they do have scholarships and other things and awards and stuff like that to help people progress through life.
You give me chills here. I might have to hit them up just because of the good work that they do over there at Pornhub. I didn't know that they had charity like this.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to not be like, well, that's good. You know, it's impressive.
Check that out. I'm good with that. Although I do have to talk about that special tourism that Richard Huckle has been involved in. He's been jailed for life. Richard, yeah, he's a 30-year-old from Ashford, Kent, which is in Britain. He admitted to abusing up to 200 children in Malaysia. And he was given 22 life sentences and will serve a minimum of 23 years. How do you get 22 life sentences and the minimum is 23 years? So life is like 1 year. I mean, I guess.
Is this Malaysia?
Yeah, I guess people live to a year in Malaysia.
I would rather do 20 years in American prison than 1 year in a Malaysian prison.
Well, he gets a chance at 23.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be some – he's going to have a rough time.
Yeah, good for him. I mean, 200 – he admitted to 71 charges of sex abuse, though.
Yeah, it's hard to comprehend some of these the sentencing procedures and – the outcomes of various cases. They never make sense or add up or equal out.
Well, you know, that's the thing. When I started off saying special tourism, it's because you talk about these guys, they go to Thailand, Malaysia
for
the purpose of getting with little
kids.
Big
money.
It's a whole industry set up. I
watch
up.
Way too much Law and Order SVU, so I've stumbled seen all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I had to stop watching it there. It's like it's too much rape. It's like I can't. It's like rape every day, all day. You know they have back.
It's heavy. You only get the good ending. You only get the happy ending that makes it worth it. Like once every 10 episodes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They,
it's
they
a, not a good payoff, you know.
Right. I mean, see, I want the payoff where I see the naked girls at the end, but that don't happen.
That's the wrong show for that. Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but see, I'm still going back to you and your incessant.
Oh,
pictures.
The curvy girl thing. That was different. Like, man.
I'm sorry.
I didn't handle it correctly though. But yeah, it was definitely fun.
No, you didn't. I mean, the fact that you – I'm still stuck on the fact that you were like, no, I'm getting too many pictures.
Well, it was just like – it was kind of like they skewed too far X-rated, like, quick. Like, I was trying to keep it more in the, you know, the R – not the NC-17 stuff. And it just kind of skewed that way. And I didn't know how to stop it.
why would you – NC-17 is what – he was looking for.
Well, it's just to a certain degree, but even that, like, I could only put that stuff on Twitter. I couldn't. You can't have it on Facebook, obviously.
Why? Twitter, Facebook? No, I'm talking about that's your stash. It's like,
you want to hear the tragic part of it? The tragic part of it is all those are gone.
What?
I had the hard drive that those were on got jacked. So all those, God. Actually, that's really sad because I actually had a couple girls that wrote, like, my internet nickname on them. It's Markle. They wrote that on their boobs and then took pictures for me.
What?
And now those are gone. Yeah. My internet nickname, kind of like you have strippers have a stage name. Mine was Markle, like as in Sparkle. Long story.
Yeah,
they would write that on their boobs and then take pictures of it.
You know what? I can't even talk to you no more, man. I need a break. I don't even know. Wow. Woo! All right. Yeah, y'all.
Yeah.
We gonna go on break because Markle.
I did not come up with that. That is not by choice. That was given to me.
Whatever. You told the world, my nickname, my internet stripper name is Markle. so you let it slip now. So you're Markle forever now. Anyway, We gonna go on break. This is the homies, the Hugh Drive.
Yeah, dude. At one point, like, I had a whole, like, I had, like, five different cities, girls just, like, offers. My sick breath is fresh like air. Heaven can provide the air uncared. They write systems as fried like bacon. The industry is the traffic and niggas like taking. The weak can be destined for oblivion. The story not to be still the same like Vivian. I will bring interference to status. Solutions to the proof to be problematic. This space city tribes devour heat like animals. Pick what we need to serve humans like animals. Stronger than black panthers attacking like mammals.
5. That is the call-in number. Please call us because Marco wants to talk to you.
Right. I would be cool if some of my like fans from my page called. I shared it on there. It's just I have been out of it for so long, and after that we got deleted, that's like a big hit to take. So it was never back to where it was.
So you gonna get like a tattoo that says Marco sleeve on the arm.
Nothing like that.
No. Maybe we can have it like a smooth drama chat. We can see how many people appreciate Marco and would would write Marco on their chest and take a picture.
Oh man, that was back in the day, but it definitely happened. But I don't know if I might be able to get some fans. I don't. I kind of feel bad asking for it now. At the time, it was just kind of like I was so caught up in it. Now I feel
I'm gonna get off it, man. I'm gonna get off it. I just had to go there. But we need to talk about some. I got a question for you. You saw the new X-Men movie yet?
Oh, you gonna talk about the billboard?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, God, that's killing me.
I'm sitting up there like they're like, oh, I do see it as problematic. You see Apocalypse and he's choking Mystique and it's showing that violence against women is acceptable. I'm like, well,
they're both blue.
Right.
They're blue.
But, right. I mean, do they know that these are comic book characters?
I would think so, because they're blue.
Right, but I mean, he choked everybody in that movie. He choked Professor X.
My understanding is that, like, her stepping, like, when that happened, was an example of her strength, and she was stepping up to the plate.
No, she tried to fight him, and he choked her, like, look, back up. You ain't on my level. And she got saved by, you know, Magneto. But
she tried.
Right. I mean, and the point is, it's a comic book movie. And I mean, because I'm a comic book guy. I will break a movie down and kill it. I mean, for that movie alone, I will say the reason why those movies don't do as well, because you don't know the name of the characters because they don't say the name. It's kind of like horrible story writing. But I'm digressing. The fact that you have people who think that this is a problem, it's hilarious.
Even like I have friends that are like, I consider them pretty reasonable with this sort of thing, but they still think it's problematic and it was wrong. It shouldn't have been done. And I'm just like, it's like, there's so many reasons why it's not an issue. But like, number one is, like you said, it's a comic book. They're mutants.
Right. You know, I'll complain about them killing the black character. You know, I've got a rule. If there's one black character in your show and you kill him, I can't watch your show no more. I mean, it's just one of those things. I'm taking a stand, but...
That's your stand. You got to have a stand.
I'm just saying. You know, normally, it's like you'll have the cast and you got one black dude. And if you guys...
Oh, I know. It's like it's... And they die first, like first and quick, and like it's all... Yeah, I know. I started noticing that after a while.
It's like, come on, man. At least let him live. At least let him be silent or something. It just so... That's all. But digressing.
I think there was a movie, one of the Resident Evils, where you thought the black guy died, but he had a heroic comeback at the end. And it was like you were standing in a chair like, oh, he's back. It was great. I want to say it was one of the like third or fourth Resident Evils.
Yeah,
I think it was the dude. Rest.
But those Resident Evils. I mean, I don't even know what direction they're going at this point. It's like everybody's a mutant. That if then it's not reality. But digressing again. I'm trying to understand what the problem is with Apocalypse. And
they're just kind of saying that I can play the devil's advocate here because I've listened to so much of the crap. Is that it was just a poor choice. They should have gone with something else because it's just a big guy choking a little girl.
Well, I mean, Mystique is one of the main characters that's recognizable by the fans because she was in movies.
And she's Jennifer freaking Lawrence.
Right. I mean, she's one of the stars of the show. I mean, Mystique is like a minor character, actually, in the comic books. So the fact that you even have a billboard, I don't think she understands that her character is like, not really that popular.
So and she's not even just a female. Sometimes she's a male, Mystique.
Right.
She can be anything.
Right. But it bothered me. But it also bothers me that people like this bathroom thing. I'm like, if you have a penis, go into the male bathroom.
It would be that simple.
Right. I'm trying to get where they told me, oh yeah, we need the right to go into the woman's bathroom. Why? If you still
have
Here's
the thing is, like, I'm in Los Angeles, and pretty much you can see somebody who looks like the opposite sex in the bathroom at any given moment, and nobody really bats an eye. And
I'm in
also
area.
Like I lived in Hawaii, where they have these people, they're called mahus. They're like Asian transgenders. And they're kind of like the gold standard for male to female transgenders. They look really authentic, but you can always tell. There's always a tell unless you're pretty drunk, I guess, or drunk Marine. But
right.
But the male to female, or wait, the female to male transgenders, there's some who I would never be able to tell.
So right.
The people who are fighting to make it so that, like, keep things, make laws saying that you have to use the restroom, they're actually going to make it to where they're more likely to see somebody who looks like the opposite gender in the restroom. Because there's going to be the female to male transgenders having to use the female restrooms who look male.
Yeah, I just didn't know that it was that big of a deal.
I just think it should be a big deal either way. I think everybody should just use whatever restroom they want, and nobody should pass a law about it or give a shit.
Right. I mean, nobody
cares. Passing a law either way doesn't make sense.
Right. Nobody cared until they said, well, I want to go into that bathroom. It's like, why do you want to go in there? It raised a red flag, like, well, there's a guy who wants to go into the female bathroom.
Yeah.
I mean, that's basically what it's coming down to. Because you don't hear a lot of the female to male transgenders, like, fighting to get into the men's bathroom. I mean, if they had seen it, they'd be like, nah, I want to stay in the woman's bathroom.
Yeah, that's what I think it is, too. That's one of the reasons I don't think it's being talked about. But the thing is, there's actually already a legal system in place to determine your gender. And, of course, where everything falls back to at the end of the day is the justice system. And the way it is, basically, it's like what you're talking about. If you have one, you're a man, and you're going to the men's prison. If you don't, because you're post-op or because you were born or whatever else, then you go to the female prison.
Well, yeah, I mean, but if you have a penis that you pull down your pants, you have a penis, you go in the male jail, and I mean, maybe you'll be in heaven, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean,
laws have already kind of spoken on it. It's already a thing, so I don't know why. I don't know. I just don't think it's stupid to make a law about it either way.
Right. I mean, the whole law, I mean, these fools who are standing outside the restrooms, like, I mean, I don't know about you, but I have a life, and if
the bathroom police?
Yeah.
Those guys are ridiculous, yeah. I am the bathroom police for you.
You're standing outside of the Target bathroom, like, hey. I mean, and are you actually stopping people, like, hey, you don't look like a female? I mean,
yeah. What happens when you get like a pass situation where you can't really tell?
Well, no, I mean, because, you know, if you're a female and one of these guys stop you, I mean, that's like the worst thing ever. Like, well, shit, your self esteem.
Oh, I know. That'd be kicking the balls.
Literally, like, damn, really? I'm that ugly.
And it's not like they have standing to do that either. I'm pretty sure Target probably escorted them out like 10 minutes later. Like, they're not going to sit there and let those ass clowns run amok.
Yeah,
so I don't think that lasted very long.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they'll keep coming back because they're built like that. You know, as you call them,
yeah,
ass clowns.
Better to do.
Logic doesn't sit well with them.
Yeah.
It don't work. They bypass logic. But, you know, right now it's that time of the show, my favorite time, where I get to talk about the dumb ass of the week. Gotta get that extra one in. My dumbass of the week is the Canadian couple who were charged with their son's death, and they said that God resurrected their son.
The Faith Healers?
Yeah. I will say their names just in case they ever get out and someone runs across them. Radhika and Emil Radita. Their son was diagnosed when he was 3 with diabetes, but his parents, devout churchgoers, refused to believe his diagnosis despite several hospitalizations. And, you know, social services took the boy into custody for a year, but they ended up back with these.
They gave him back? Oh,
yes.
My God, that infuriates me.
They insisted the doctors were abusing their son, and they said that they would care for him on their own. Yeah. So,
Social workers need to be the junior dumbasses of the week, because that's just wrong. Yeah.
Right.
That's just sucking at their jobs.
Yeah, they the parents invited their church members to come to the home and pray for him when he fell ill mysteriously.
Oh,
and,
God.
Yeah. These dumb asses, ass clowns, as you say, let their son. And but they said God resurrected me.
Oh, do they have any proof to this or?
Well, you know, of course not. But brought back to life by God. And then they said hours later they called 911. And they found his body.
They always call too late, right at the end. Like, oh, we screwed up.
Yeah. I mean, untreated diabetes and starvation is what he dies from. And it's like, yeah, these dumb asses. Like,
he didn't just die. He suffered. He suffered.
Right.
Probably
right.
His whole life, more or less.
Starvation.
He
I mean, they know that you are allowed to eat if you go to church.
Oh my God.
Yeah, food is involved. It's like you doctor anyway, I can't go on with these.
Going back to the parents thing, because I was adopted. And the thing that ironically that saved me was the fact that my birth mom and her dude at the time did something extreme enough to permanently extricate me from that situation, because the state kept trying to put me back.
Yeah, the state don't give a
shit. It's ridiculous.
Anyway, this leads me back into hate now. The hater of the week is this idiot Rocky Allen, who's indicted by a federal grand jury on charges of tampering with a consumer product and obtaining a controlled substance by deceit. This dude, while employed at the Swedish Medical Center in Inglewood, Colorado, from August 2015 to January 2016, had, and I use that word liberally, allegedly and repeatedly switching out syringes of the painkiller fentanyl with saline solution, which could have exposed approximately 2,900 patients who received surgery at that time to his blood. And it comes to find out, that he is HIV as well as hepatitis B and C.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
How did nobody say this hurts? This hurts. Where are my real drugs?
You know, he was slipping through, and he for some folks, he probably didn't do it every day, all day. He would just at a time, and so it could get by. And so this hating ass, two patients have already tested positive for hepatitis B. And you talking about he swiped syringes and may have exposed up to 3,000 people.
And he could have done his little theft game without exposing people.
Right.
He just did the laziest way possible. Jesus.
Yes. That's why he's a hater.
Another level. That's like a truly horrible, horrible human being.
Yes. He is top five dead or alive right now.
Yeah, always up to no good in Inglewood.
Yeah, he's a medical professional. So he knew going in what he was doing was very, very dangerous. And, I mean, just take the legal part out. I mean, you know that you're not right, and you're exposing everyone to your idiocy.
This is one of those things where, like, I'd be happy with, like, I don't believe in the death penalty anymore just because our justice system can't do it right. But something like this, I would have no problem, death penalty. I'll do it myself if you want, type thing.
Well, I mean, but see, I to me, it's like, does Rocky Allen get put into regular prison where you don't even have to worry about death penalty? See, because cats like that get taken off the set. You don't even, you just let.
I know they're really hard on, like, pedos and rapists sometimes and things like that, but, like, is that the type of thing that would land you in hot water?
Well,
in jail? I don't know.
What we're talking about is that, yeah, but I'm thinking that he's a guy that he probably can't fight. I'm guessing that if he goes to jail, he's going to suffer. I mean, well, one, he's HIV, so he's
he'll be marked.
Yeah, he won't get raped. He probably just get killed because there's no use for him.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the use for him? You can't make him your bitch because you're going to die.
It does always get passed around in what did you do to end up in there. And that is kind of a bitch-ass thing to do. Like, every time that's how you ended up in there, yeah, I don't see how you'd be very popular.
Right. Yeah, I don't think there'll be a huge fan club for Mr. Allen.
Wow.
I would, yeah. Yeah. Oh, and I mean, just in case you thought Mr. Allen was bad, we can talk about your peoples in the world who are trying to be like Terminator here and entering this era of artificial intelligence where we can make them smarter and able to locate and kill our enemies without risk to civilians. It's kind of funny because you're telling the machine, hey, skip those humans and kill these humans.
Wait, what's this?
Yeah, artificial intelligence. They're trying to make smarter artificial intelligence while minimizing risk to civilians. You know that BS that they tell us, like, hey, you know what?
Oh, yeah.
We're not trying to kill civilians when in reality they're trying to kill everyone. I mean, that's kind of the point. When you drones dropping bombs, whatnot, they don't distinguish women and kids.
Yeah, you can't, when the machines are in charge, like, that's what happens on Facebook. Like, when Facebook does, there's no people making decisions on Facebook. It's all automated. And that's how people get banned for ridiculous crap. I got banned for 30 days for a picture of a cat on the chest of a fully clothed woman.
Cats are illegal.
Like, completely innocuous. I guess so. Like, kitty on some titties, it was a joke, and then they banned for 30 days.
Right, because they thought you put a vagina on some titties. That's illegal, like in 42 states, don't you know?
Yeah.
No?
So basically, it's bad enough when machines are in charge of stupid things like that, but then you put machines in charge of, more important things, that's just not going to end well.
Yeah, they say don't worry about it. It's not going to be like Terminator. It's going to be just drones that pilot themselves. They locate enemy combatants and they kill them without harming civilians. That's what they say the battlefield of the future is going to look like.
There's no such thing as war without civilian casualties. It just doesn't exist.
What are you talking? No, because these drones can differentiate.
Until they don't. Like, you know the old joke about the police, like, robots, like, put your hands up You got your hands up, and it says, put your hands up, or I'll shoot. Your hands are already up.
Right. Okay, you just got to jump with your hands. Yeah. RoboCop. Yeah. I'm surprised they haven't done RoboCop in real life.
We're not there yet. We're a lot farther than I thought we'd be tech-wise, especially with the self-driving cars. But there's still a ways out.
Yeah, I'm not feeling that at all. Self-driving.
They're actually doing tests with big rigs.
I think I'll pass on that, but it'll happen one day, and it's gonna suck for whoever's driving by these self-driving cars that just. I mean, we have computers, and how many times does your computer just act stupid all of a sudden, out of control, and that's gonna be on the road. Good luck.
What they were talking about in China is they had it was a little drone that you person got into, and then took you like a helicopter wherever.
Hmm.
So like a Uber copter drone type thing. It sounds great in theory. Just in practice, I just imagine people falling out of the skies randomly.
Right. That's all I imagine, because they are computer based, and we know these computers are unpredictable. We'll just say that. And on that note, we're gonna go on break again. This is Jay-Z and Nas, Black Republican.
For my building, I'm feeling the whirlwind of peace I'm hailing. Just like an acrobat, ready to hurl myself through the hoops of fire, sipping 80 proof, bulletproof under my attire. Could it be the forces of darkness against good, angels of good, that form street politics, make some sweet honest kids turn illegal for commerce, to get his feet out of them converse. That's my word.
Black public with money keep coming in, can't turn my back on the hood, I got love for them. Can't cool my act on the hood, too much thug in them, probably in the back of the hood.
I feel like a black militant taking over the government. Can't turn my back on the hood, too much love for them. Can't claim my act up for good, too much thug in them, probably in the back of the hood. I'm like, fuck it then.
Together you got the smooth drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drummer. That was Jay-Z and Nas, Black Republican. And, of course, I'm back here with my...
What was the name of that song?
Black Republican.
That's the name of a song?
That's the name of the song.
That's interesting.
Hey, well, I mean, you got to remember the Republican Party was actually the party of Lincoln and black people back in the day.
I know, but it's like flipped and changed. And
right.
My background is like much like Charles Barkley. I used to be a Republican, and then they lost their minds.
Well, I look at it like this. It just goes to show you that it doesn't matter a party designation. It's about who's in charge and what their ideals are. I mean, because you can say, oh, Democrat. But, I mean, back in the day, Democrats, Dixiecrats, they was all for slavery. They was all for, hey, y'all, your property.
Happened. That was part of Ronald Reagan's, the Republican, they call it the Southern Strategy, where they started kind of playing into the fear-mongering in the South to try to get court the voters. That's how that whole switch happened.
Right. I mean, but that's kind of the point. I mean, you know, designations mean nothing. I look at it like this. What's the end result? Nothing that helps people get past. So I look at it like they're all on the same team to me. But that's just how I think.
It does seem like, wait, that was the irony, like all the people freaking out about Barack Obama. Like, the irony of that was it really wasn't that different. Like, it was little minor differences here and there. But it didn't really change that much.
Well, nothing changed except for more black people getting killed by the police and anybody else that wanted to shoot.
That is insane. Like, actually, that's one of the issues I'm most passionate about because it's, like, so crazy. And it's, like, so – it happens so often and there's so little done about it. And it's just, so blatant. It's nuts.
See, here's what we can say here. Hate to say it, but going into 2017, you say, well, hey, when you get a white president, we might be safe. Safer? I don't know.
I don't even know what it will take. I actually thought that body cameras would, like, fix the problem. I was like, all right, this is going to do it. But it isn't. It isn't showing that it will.
Well, look, going back to Rodney King. It was obvious that they were beating him. Everybody saw it. I mean, they were taking breaks. They were tired from beating him. Dude, it's been over. Like, whoo, this is tiring. I mean, they're not guilty. I mean, all these cats are not guilty.
They weren't just not guilty. Do you know some of those guys are actually, like, lieutenants and high-ranking officers in the LAPD now?
Right. I mean,
some of the very guys.
Right, but where's the shock in that? That's not really a shock. I mean, to me, it's just one of those things.
It takes a lot to shock. Like, it does take a lot, just because there's so many of these incidents where somebody is shot for no reason, clearly no reason, and they're beat or anything. It's constantly happening, and it's constantly excused, and nothing happens.
Right, but then you start looking at it like, I mean, our society is built on the differences of people. See, the point of our society is this. Like, me and you have a pie. We represent the 1%. So what we do is we cut one piece of the pie and we pass it on to the 99% or listeners. Say, hey, you know what? Y'all can share this piece of the pie. We're going to eat the rest. That's what society is. So all these different factions are fighting over that one slice while they have the whole pie.
Yeah, that's what you're saying. Yeah, that's pretty much how it is.
Like that. I mean, I always go back to my fall guy, the Civil War. When you have poor white people fighting for the cause of what would be a billionaire now, Jefferson Davis, and his homies, who never stepped on not one battlefield, who never lost any property, any money, whatnot. And you have poor guys, poor white guys, fighting for to uphold their way of life that they're not even participating in.
Yeah. Yeah, it always goes boiled back to something like that.
They didn't own no slaves. They had no land.
Yeah.
I mean, you out there, it's my way of life. I mean, these dudes still to this day celebrating that L.
Oh my God. Dude, I'm from California, right? So, like, the Confederate flag is, like, it's in the history books. And then I get stationed in South Carolina, and the goddamn thing is on top of the state house. I'm like, what is going on? Where am I? It's like a time warp. And then there was a dude in our class from North Carolina, and he used the term War of Northern Aggression. He didn't call it the Civil War. He called it the War of Northern Aggression. I was like, hold up. It's different.
Right. Yeah, it's very different. As someone who grew up in the South, I mean, there's a huge difference. That's what I always tell people if you're from California. You probably don't want to migrate to the South. It wouldn't be a cultural experience that unless you were just reared by somebody who was from there and y'all were in California for a bit, then you just like that's how you thought anyway. Because it's like a little backwards down there. Just
what state are you from?
Louisiana. Grew up in New Orleans. So, yeah. It's a different.
That place has just had a rough go of things. It's like, if it's not one thing, it's the other.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's one of the things that happen. We're going to talk about this stuff, though. We're gonna talk about the Urban Garden. I don't know if you ever watch Chopped or any Food Network shows, but the celebrity chef Marcus Samuelson and nonprofit New York Restoration Project are starting two community gardens in East Harlem, and they're gonna grow and sell vegetables, one to his local restaurants. And to any of the other people. And all the proceeds will, of course, go to the gardeners who are just regular low-income residents of East Harlem.
Okay. So they're, like, growing vegetables to make money?
Yeah. It's like the farmer's market we have here. But it's one of those things that it's not talked about enough because there are a lot of city ordinances that are against like local gardens. You know, it's like mm-hmm. you can't really like have a farm on land that you own, by the way, which is funny, and like grow stuff in your front yard. I mean, they have in many states, you just can't do it.
Oh, yeah, they're strict on front yards and anything that's, like, there's housing developments where people will lose their houses because they didn't mow the grass or something. It's nuts.
Right. I you should get a warning and fine, but it's your house. I should be, if I wanted to have some chicken and grow my vegetables in the front yard, my fruit, it should be my right. It's my land. I pay the taxes. I pay the mortgage. What? But
you would think.
Yeah, but I'm digressing here. I think it's important that you. I'm talking about businesses who embrace poor people, local people, because a lot of times these entities get pushed out, and you get chain stores that come in, and there's no local benefit. You know, this is something that goes to regular people who live in that community, who will spend their money in that community.
Exactly. It's a net positive. It's a net win all around.
And any
local charity that big businesses have, it just feels like token. Like they're trying to look good. It doesn't feel like it's really about anything.
Well, it's a tax write-off. What we're talking about here is they live there. They spend their money there. It's the one thing that we need more of when you talk about communities and becoming a real community. Because when you do things, you have businesses in the community, and people get to know one another, spending money, camaraderie, it builds up a community because people care about it because, hey, we're here. It's not where a guy drives from wherever, Timbuktu, into town every day. He hates them. They hate him. He gets his money, and and he goes back. No, they live there. It elevates a community. It's something that I wish could happen in more places. That's why I think this story is important. And
yeah, that's good stuff. I always like stuff like that.
And you wish that you can get more things like that. I think as communities go, you see when you walk around different communities, like I'm in the Bay Area, and there are a lot of mom and pop neighborhood stores, but they're like liquor stores. It's not like you have the hardware guy, because everybody goes to Walmart. You know, you don't have the local. You don't have a in Oakland. In particular, there's no real like supermarkets. I have to go outside.
They're all national chains.
Right. I mean, I've got a Smart and Final, but there is no local grocery store. It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
How they? I mean, there's one Mexican store, but. In general, you don't see a lot of local mom and pop stores.
I'm a Oakland A's fan to no end. Like,
Oakland,
just thinking about it. Yeah.
All right. It makes you cry.
Yeah, it's just rough. Yeah, they've had rough go things. Baseball's so unbalanced. Man.
Well, look, you can't feel sorry for the Bay Area. The fact that they've got like 18 teams and they've got like 5 championships, I feel at all. It's like whatever. Y'all can't say nothing. You got the Raiders, 49ers, Giants, A's, San Jose Sharks. It's like, look. And
are Golden State Warriors in the Bay Area, or where are they out of? I don't even know if they're out of the Bay Area.
They're in Oakland. Golden State Warriors too.
Oh,
so,
they are.
Yeah. No pity here. It's like y'all shut up. Too many championships here. The A's have.
I just hate the Giants.
All right. Well,
that's right.
I don't care. Well, I want to thank you, Mr. Stolzoff, or. I'll just call you Marco, for coming on the show. And I want to thank the listeners for listening in. For Marco, I'm Mr. F the N-Word. This is another Smooth Drama production, and we out. Peace.
Are we off?
He he is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Smooth.
Drama.